The National Retail Federation says school supply sales will nearly match those of 2010. Spokeswoman Kathy Granis says the average American family with grade school kids will spend roughly $600, mostly on things they can't reuse from last year.
Consumers continue to see problems with the housing market and unemployment. You know, the lingering effects of the recession are still around. And with that, instead of everything on their list, parents are going to ask their kids to look through their closets and really make a list based on what they need, not what they want.
And more families want assistance, says Rogene Anderson. She runs a school supply drive for the Vogel Foundation and Madison Urban Ministry for needy children in Dane County.
In 2011, it's estimated that there's 21,260 students who will qualify for assistance and may have need of school supplies. Last year, there was 19,472 students.
In the Appleton-Green Bay area, an annual back-to-school shopping spree run by Target and the Salvation Army remains popular. Rob Wagas of the Salvation Army of the Fox Cities says 60 students will be chosen today to receive $85 for clothes and supplies. He says his program and other ones for food and warm coats are still essential for many families.
We've seen an increase of 5-10% in some particular areas, but things are starting to level out in terms of the need. With this economy, flat is the new up.
Wagas says one striking change from a couple years ago is that many donors are now clients. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.